Hi, hello there. I'm so happy to have you here on the Simplified Parenting and Emotionally Healthy Child podcast. I'm your host, Suhasini, from mommyshowmusings.com.
Hello all, welcome to the new short series about board exam stress for parents and children. In the last episodes, we spoke about the different tips for parents which will help them to unwind and relax from the stress of board exams. But I hear some of you groan about the information that I shared, as you think that these simple tips can't make much change. But trust me, friends, they are effective. And I have seen the changes in my friends' family and their mood too, who have implemented them. Some of these tips, in fact, I had borrowed from my own parents. So in today's episode, let's discuss another angle of the emotional support we have to provide to our children during this time. We all know that our children had entered into teenage already, and their views about the world are changing, as are their belief systems and interests. And also, this is the first time they're facing the most important exams of their life. So these kids, or should I call them young adults, start getting into little superstitious mode as well. Of course, using the word superstitious is a very big word here. These kids start getting attached to dresses, certain dresses, pencils, books, or pens, or watches, or any other small things, or even some routines. It becomes their comfort kit, which gives them relief from all their anxious feelings. Don't you remember how your toddler used to carry a toy or a blanket all around the place and wouldn't sleep without it? Of course, they would have outgrown all of it by now, but you can see that clinginess once again in the students appearing for their board exams. Let me share a personal story here. When I was appearing for my first board exams, my dad used to drop me at the examination center on his bike daily. Then one day, he had some urgent work in the office, so he asked his friend to drop me. Incidentally, that day, my exam got cancelled at the last moment after we went to the center to write the exam, because the authorities got to know that the question paper got leaked out. And that is quite norm in the 90s all over India. So somewhere in my inner thoughts, it got rooted very deeply that only if my dad drops me, I can do well in the exams without any hurdles. So when the exams were conducted after 15 days, I forced my dad to drop me off regularly for all at the center. And my dad had to push his urgent meetings and stuff so that he could drop me off as per my exam schedule. I was not willing to take no from him at that point of time. And he accommodated me, honestly. After all the exams got over, he asked me why I was so insistent on dropping me at the center. Finally, after a lot of cajoling, I admitted sheepishly that I felt he was my good omen or my lucky charm, and only if he drops me to the examination center, I will be able to do well. He just gave a laugh at that point of time and didn't give me any lecture. He let that comment pass away. But during this vacation period, he made sure that I understood the misnomer which I was carrying forward for all the 1-2 months. And he made me realize my folly. His solution was, he gave me some lot of books about how the kids overcome their superstitious feelings, how they were able to find their inner strength and succeed without any external help. Honestly, my dad need not have to support me by dropping me to the examination center, but he sensed some uneasiness or clinginess in me during that time and supported me. Of course, he could have stand firm and tell me that this is not the way how we need to behave and give me lecture about the life lessons. But he understood that it's a matter of the matter sensitivity, and he thought that he needs to become my anchoring point irrespective of what life throws at him at that point of time. And he stood by me. So that's my last tip for you parents today. Please do become your child's anchoring point. Please support them in their new clinginess habits or new tantrums which they might throw in because they want you to be their anchoring point. Support them emotionally wherever your children are stumbling. Please don't try to teach them life lessons at this point of time. Instead, become their supporting system, become their anchoring point, build that ecosystem around you along with your partner. Please try to let me know your thoughts on how having a proper self-care routine change your stress levels, or how becoming an anchoring point to your child help you your child. I'll be waiting for your comments. Till then, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to me today, and I hope you really enjoyed our today's show. In case you want to know the latest updates from my podcast shows, please do subscribe to my mailing list on our blog, moistravmusings.com. See you very soon in the next episode, and till then, stay happy and blessed. I'm your host Suhasini from Mommy's Travel Musings on the Simplified Parenting and Emotionally Healthy Child podcast show.